How we doing? Who loved Ambush tonight? Oh man, I had no idea how cool you guys are. My goodness. Now I'm pretty sure there's some people in the room who don't know who I am. Who are those people? Raise your hand if you came to camp today. Well, welcome. Okay, I need you guys to do something for me real quick. Those of you who came today, I'm going to count to three, and on three, can you shout your name at me, okay, so I can learn all your names. Does that work? Yeah? Okay. No, it works. Trust me. Okay. All right. Ready? One, two, three. Cool. All right. You might have to tell me again, but okay, yeah, at a later time you can tell me again. All right, so a little bit about me, okay? My name is Miss Kayla, and also a lot of you know I brought a friend with me, Miss Bree. Can everybody say, hi, Miss Bree?
Hi.
There she is, okay? A few things about me, okay, just so, you know, we can get to know each other a little bit. Growing up, I went to 7 different schools. My family moved a lot, so when I started kindergarten to when I graduated high school, I went to 7 different schools. And when I was in your age, who's in second or third grade? Or just finished second or third grade, okay? A lot of you in the room. When I was your age, I lived in Alaska. Alaska, yeah, it was crazy, okay? All right, a couple other things about me. I wanna see if we have these in common, okay? Okay. My favorite color is green. Anybody else? Favorite color? Green? Oh, nice. Welcome to the club, okay? Another thing about me. I have never had a pet. Never. Yeah, I know. I know. Never. I like other people's pets, but I've never had one. They are a lot of work. Amen. Who would be taking care of my dog right now? I'm here! It wouldn't work. I don't think that's allowed in the lodge. Okay. I got a few more. Shh. Oh, no, my parents wouldn't. Okay. I only have brothers. Who only has brothers and no sisters? Okay. All right. Nice. Okay. Another one. My favorite flavor of ice cream. This one's kind of random. Is the candy cane peppermint one you can get at Christmas. Anybody else? Oh, a couple hands. I'm not alone. I love that ice cream. Every year it's the best. Okay, I've got two more. Another thing I really like is giving presents to other people. Does anyone else like picking out presents for other people? Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then hopefully we can all raise our hands on this one. Because another thing I love is Miracle Camp. Yeah! Okay. Woo! Glad we're all on the same page there. All right. Before we hear our story for tonight, we have got to introduce our new friends to our memory verse. Okay? So I need everyone up on their feet for our memory verse song, okay? I just want you to know. Hey, listen up. Hey. Shh. Need your attention. My only goal, well, one of my only goals this week is to get this song stuck in your head. Is it working yet?
No.
No? Okay, then let's hit it, because we need to hear it again then. All right. Memory verse song, here we come. Remember, we repeat after him.
So do not fear for I.
Do not fear, for I am with you.
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
I will strengthen you and help you.
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Isaiah 41:10.
All right, you guys can have a seat. I hope you go to bed tonight and you're like, Isaiah 41:10. Okay, that would be great. That would be really great. Okay, I have a question. Who's ever broken something before? Yep. Okay. So, I have a story. I have a story. Okay. So when I was in, I think, fifth grade, does anybody else in their family have the plates that, like, don't break? Right? Yeah? You can throw them on the ground. You've dropped them before. They're fine. They like, feel like they're going to break, but they don't. Yeah? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So when I was in fifth grade, I broke some of those plates. Yeah. Yeah, the unbreakable plates, I broke them, okay? So I was being a good little girl, okay? I unloaded the dishwasher. I was taking them all out. Made a whole stack on the counter, okay? So there's like 6 or 8 plates because there's 5 people in my family, so there's probably, you know, a couple of meals in there and stacked up. But before I put those away, so those are sitting on the counter, I had to put the giant glass, you know, like Pyrex measuring cup with the big handle, you know, to make dinner. I had to put that away first, obviously. Okay, but remember, I was in fifth grade, so I was like this tall, right? And I was like, oh, it goes on the top shelf. So I take it, and I'm like, and I'm like on my tippy toes, right? And I'm like trying to push it, and it falls down right on the stack of plates in the 3 in the middle. Shattered, broken, and I felt so bad. And my mom, she saw the whole thing, so she already knew something was happening. But 3 plates right in the middle, just done for, done for. It was terrible. I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell him something you've broken before, or something maybe you saw broken. Bring it in. Now, you may be wondering, why are we starting chapel talking about things that are broken? But I promise it has a point, okay? Because tonight we're going to talk about how God restores, how God puts broken things back together, okay? But before we do that, again, we have some new friends with us, so we need to catch them up on some of the things we've talked about in chapel so far. So I'm going to put a picture on the screen. Well, our friend in the back is going to put a picture on the screen. I can't do it from up here, okay? And we're going to guess, what story is this? Adam and Eve. And what happened with Adam and Eve? They sinned. And what happened because they sinned? I saw your hand. What happened? They had to what? Yeah, they had to leave the garden, right? They broke their relationship with God because how many rules did they have? Just one, and they broke it, okay? So after that, we have, let's see, stars? Stars, why would there be stars? Yeah, right here, yep. That's right. God made a covenant. He made a promise with Abraham that he would have a big family, as many as there are stars in the sky. In his family, then that went on, and we had a story of some clouds. Huh. Why would there be some clouds? What could that possibly mean? Huh? Right here. Joseph, what about Joseph? He had dreams, right? That was a big part of Joseph's story. He had dreams. He helped the cupbearer know what his dreams meant. He helped the Pharaoh know what his dreams meant. And because of that, he was able to save a lot of lives by storing up the food. And so his whole family moved to Egypt where he was at. And then we met a man. Let's see if this one makes any sense. That's a weird picture. That's a weird picture. What could that mean? Moses? And what's that picture of? the burning bush, and why is the burning bush important? What does that have to do with Moses? Why is that important? God was talking to Moses through the burning bush, and he told Moses that his name is what? Does anyone remember? Right here. I am who I am. You can tell them I am has sent me, just like we just sang about. Okay, next one. We're almost there. We're almost caught up. Oh, a map of some land. Huh, a treasure map of some important land. This will be the test if you guys are listening to Miss Bree or not. On the end, right here. Oh my goodness, we should have just let you teach. That was perfect, right? So Joshua led the Israelite people after Moses into the promised land, and they defeated the nation so that they could be the ones living in the land. And then they were living in the land for a while, and then they had some judges, but then, you know, they got a little complaining and some things happened. And why would there be a bunch of crowns on the screen? Why would we have that? Right here. They wanted a king. And what king did we learn about this morning? What king did we learn about this morning? The youngest son, yes. Does anyone remember his name?
David.
Oh, you're just yelling it out. David, that's right, that's right. So now we're all caught up, okay? So this is what happens after David. After David, all the kings that kept coming after him and after him, and it just all kind of went downhill, okay? And God began to send prophets to warn the people that they need to obey him. And if they don't, things are not going to work out well. Does anyone remember what a prophet is? What does it mean when I say the word prophet?
The messenger of God.
That's right, the messenger of God. And who was the prophet we met this morning? Anybody remember?
Samuel.
That's right, that was the prophet we met this morning, okay? So there was this nation at the time named Babylon, and they became really, really powerful. And compared to God's people, to the Israelites, they were like really powerful, okay? And the Israelites were weak because they stopped trusting in God. And Babylon actually came in to the promised land and conquered them, okay? So they come in the first time, and they take all the royal people, all the big name families, the noble families, and they take them hostage, okay? Some of these people were Daniel, right? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Anybody ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so you've heard of them. So they get captured the first time Babylon comes in. But then Babylon comes into their nation again, okay? This time they take 10,000 people with them. They take 10,000 people, force them to leave their home and come live in Babylon with them, okay? And then more time goes by, and Babylon comes in again, and this time they completely destroy their city. All that's left is rubble. There is nothing, and the rest of the people that were there were forced to leave because they could no longer live in the land, and they were taken into captivity as slaves. And things were not looking good for the Israelites, for God's people. But there's a famous passage in our Bibles that you've probably heard before that comes in this story. So if you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Jeremiah 29. Okay, so this is pretty far into your Bible, okay? You're going to have to go like halfway-ish, okay? You're looking for the book of Jeremiah. It's a pretty long book, so I bet you'll find it if you're flipping, okay? Again, it's kind of around the halfway point, okay? okay? So you got a little bit farther to go, okay? And then you want to find chapter 29. So you want to find the big 29. And I'll give you a second so we can get there, okay? Jeremiah 29, okay? So once you're in the right book, you look for the big 29, okay? We're getting there. Yeah, give me a thumbs up. I like that. Give me a thumbs up if you found it. Good. Okay, I'm seeing us get there. We're doing great. I'll give you about 30 more seconds to find it, okay? You guys are doing great. It takes a long time to learn the Bible and where things are at. So you guys are doing awesome this week, finding all these verses. 10,000. Okay. All right. So we're in Jeremiah chapter 29, and then I need you to find the little 10. The little 10, verse 10. It should start with something like, "The Lord says." Okay? I'm going to read it. So if you can't find it, you can just listen. That's okay. All right? So starting in verse 10, it says, "The Lord says you will be forced to live in Babylon for 70 years. After they are over, I will come to you. My good promise to you will come true, and I will bring you back home. I know the plans I have for you," announces the Lord. "I want you to enjoy success. I do not plan to harm you, and I will give you hope for the years to come. Then you will call out to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. When you look for me with all of your heart, you will find me." We're in verse 14 now, okay? It says, "I will be found by you," announces the Lord, "and I will bring you back from where you were taken as prisoners. I will gather you from all the nations. I will gather you from the places where I have forced you to go," announces the Lord, "and I will bring you back to the place I sent you away from." So God promised he would bring his people home. Even though they were conquered by Babylon, they came in and captured them, he was going to restore them. He was going to fix what was broken. And this was going to happen in three ways. Okay, so we're going to learn about these three ways. Okay, so after many years, Babylon was finally conquered by another nation that had even more power. Okay, so just as God has promised, he began to fix things. He began to restore things. And he started setting things in motion to repair everything that had been broken. So God, he moved in the heart of a king named Cyrus. And this king allowed the Jews to return to their homeland, okay? We're not going to turn there now, but it says in the book of Ezra, in the first years that Cyrus was king, he gave an order. When a king gives an order, is it important? Yeah, it's real important. So it says he gave an order, and it concerned God's temple in Jerusalem. And remember, everything was burned to the ground, done, broken, rubble. And King Cyrus said, "Rebuild the temple. Then the Jews can offer sacrifices there. Go lay its foundations." So everything was starting to be fixed and returned where it belonged. Does anyone want to guess how long it took for that to happen? How long do you think it took from when they were captured to when they started rebuilding? 20 years. Not 20 years. Raise your hand. Yep. 70 years? Is that what you said? Why do you say that? Because That's right. That's what was in our verse, that he would restore them in 70 years, just like it said it would happen. So the temple, their place of worship, was rebuilt. God asked his people to perform sacrifices there, to worship him. And when the people had no temple, they couldn't worship and make sacrifices to God. So it was a big deal that the temple was put back together. God restored their place of worship, okay? And they had all the supplies, everything they needed to rebuild the temple. So the first thing he restored was the temple. What did he restore? What did he restore? What did he restore? Okay. So the temple has been restored. Now, second, he was going to restore their hearts, right? Remember, we talked about this morning that God looks at our hearts. He cares about what's on the inside. And so these Jewish people, they were taken captive, remember, because they stopped following God. They were sinning. They were disobeying. And just because the temple was rebuilt, do you think that means the people immediately changed everything they were doing?
No.
No. So God, again, used Ezra to lead the people's heart back to God. And that started with repenting, with telling God they were sorry and they were going to change their ways and then actually changing them. Ezra led the people and calling out to God for forgiveness and to turn from their ways and follow God again. So by doing that, now the first thing that's been restored is what? Oh my, the first thing that's been restored was what? Okay, and the second thing was? Their hearts. Let's try that again. The second thing was? All right, and now we're on to the third and final thing. Finally, okay, to return their city back to everything that it was, God called a man named Nehemiah to rebuild the city walls, okay? The people were not safe without their city walls. Anyone could come in and invade and attack, okay? And so they needed their walls back. And the king of Persia actually helped them and gave them the supplies they needed to build up the city walls. Does anyone know how many days it took? How many days? Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand, hands. Three? Longer than three. That's a good Bible number, though. That's a good guess. Eight? A little longer than eight. A little longer.
11.
11, still a lot more. Let's go up a little higher. 20 months. I don't know how many days that is, but that's too long. We'll take two more guesses. Right here. 2 months? That's pretty close. 2 months is pretty close to the number of days. Take one more guess. In the back, standing up with the pink shirt. No. Well, if you take off the 700, it took 52 days to restore the walls, okay? So first, he restored the what? First, he restored the? Second, he restored their? And third, they restored the? Right. You got it. So with that, God's people could finally go home. They were safe. They were free. They had their hearts right with God. They were following and worshiping him. But you know, this isn't the only restoring that God does. Every single person sitting in this room, living on this earth, who has ever lived before us, they have a broken relationship with God because of something called sin. If you remember Adam and Eve, that broke back in the garden, right? They didn't obey God. All through the Old Testament, all through everything we've been learning, everything we've talked about the last few days, God was preparing his people for the promised Redeemer that he promised back at the beginning with Adam and Eve. God's son, Jesus, right, would be the one who would ultimately restore everything. Jesus was the final sacrifice. Sin would be conquered once and for all through Jesus, okay? And like the people of Jerusalem who turned away from God, our sin turns us away from God too. But he never turns his back on us. Like Miss Bree talked about last night, God never fails us. Ezra taught the people of that time that even in their darkest days, even when everything had been destroyed, that God still hadn't left. He was still there with them, and they could turn back and follow him. God was with them everything through every single step and everything they did. And the same is true of us today. God can restore broken things. Would you guys pray with me? Jesus, we thank you that there is nothing you can't do, Lord, that you never fail, Lord, and that you can fix what is broken. God, we thank you for your love, that it is constant, that it is always there, and that we can always turn and follow you. And it's in your name we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Okay, real quick. I have one announcement, okay? I'm just saying, it's up to you, but I would say if you wanted to wear the color red or green tomorrow, you might want to, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you, okay? But just maybe you should wear red or green tomorrow if you can, all right? All right. All right, you guys can follow your cabin leaders for the night. I will see you tomorrow. Bye, guys.